You'll find yourself meditating more all the time. Not having to go into some deep meditative kind of experience where you have to be alone and you have to have no noise and you have to have all distractions removed and you have to have music playing or anything like that. You'll find yourself in 3 or 4 seconds being able to go into, wherever you are, being able to go into a peaceful meditative state and have God right there with you. You'll find yourself able to do that once you believe that God is there for you. Once you know that, that your guide and your multi-sensoriness that is beyond just your 5 senses, that there's a world beyond that. Once you believe that and know that, you'll be able to go there. And you will consult it often. And I would recommend that you do. Do it in the middle of a meeting. Excuse yourself and just go to the bathroom. And just go find a place that you can sit down for a few minutes and watch your breathing and close your eyes. Regroup yourself and get yourself very, very peaceful. Sometimes people will call me on the telephone right in the middle of when I'm doing this at my office. I'll just stop in the middle of whatever it is that I'm doing and they'll call and say, "Wow, what were you doing? Were you sleeping?" I'll say, "No, I wasn't sleeping. I was just meditating." And I'll be very, very, there's no stress in your voice at all. You know, you can go there at any time. There are many beautiful things that you can read. The libraries are filled with the wonderful books and more of them are coming out all the time. And you'll find yourself doing that more and more. You'll find yourself excited about going to some of the material that you'll find for yourself in your life. I mean, reading the Bhagavad Gita was like that for me. Writing, you'll see it when you believe it, was like that for me. And even now, I still go back and read it all the time. And many, many other fine things, of course, written by many great scholars. Tapes are another phenomenal thing that that you can listen to at any time. Very often when I run, I put a tape in and I just let Earl's voice, my dear friend Earl, who passed on not too long ago, who I'm with very often in my meditations and can see him right there and even guides me and talks to me. It's magnificent because you know that you can't kill thought. You can only kill form. And Earl Nightingale is there with me very often. It's like learning to be quietly in a room alone, learning to allow yourself the serenity of doing that. You can also, with the people that you love, just have quiet time together. Instead of having a television on, you can just hold each other for, even if it's only for 5 minutes' time. Just put your arms around the person that you love and just hold them and tell them that you love them and that you're glad that they're in your life. That's a powerful little thing to do. With your children, you can just hold their hand for a few minutes and squeeze them real hard and tell them how great they are, or go for a little walk with them, or go look at a flower with them. On the job, you can develop a real sense of serenity by doing something really unexpected in the direction of being gentle and kind. You know, if you're a macho guy who's never done it before, bring in some flowers for someone that you really care about, or send them a little note, or leave them a donut in the morning and just say, "Just to let you know, I appreciate you." Those are the kinds of little tiny things. They may not sound like much, but all those kinds of actions which are in the direction of giving rather than receiving are indications of your spiritual advancement and you're coming in contact with that beautiful, endless universe within you, the universe of love and harmony.